Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Friday morning as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City, our home base every Friday morning. Well, look, this is not any other Friday morning. It is a football Friday morning of a playoff variety. Eagles and Packers, obviously, in 2 days. Stakes are huge. Could they be higher? Sure, because it could be the Super Bowl, but it's not yet. But it might be in a couple weeks. To get there, obviously, Eagles need 3 wins. This is one of them. So hopefully the Eagles can take care of business on Sunday. We'll be all over talking about this game and getting you ready. Now, A.J. Brown did not practice yesterday. We'll get to that reality, which is a little concerning, I think. Penn State last night, a heartbreaker, no question about it, a heartbreaker. So an awful lot to discuss with you today. We'll do it all on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The oldest known goldfish lived to be 43
years old.
Hard
to believe. Hard to believe, Harry.
I always heard that they were little carp.
43?
You know, and if you just let them go, they would grow into a carp, just a giant carp. Mm-hmm. What's a carp? You know, like the bottom fish that
Dude,
you see a lot of times.
I feel like my goldfish lived for
things.
Like yeah. weeks. Shout out to Squirty 1, 2, and 3. Loved you, man.
You gotta feed them, James.
Tish. The oldest goldfish, her name was Tish, and she was 43. Yes. And that's the thing. Mine would survive for weeks at the most at my home.
Here's what happened with me. When I would win goldfish, which I did frequently at the June feed.
Yes, you were the king
Valley.
Of the fair, weren't you?
Pop a shot and then those sort of things.
It was usually the ping pong balls in the water, I feel like.
They'd be dead within 2 days. But
totally with you.
This is I'm
probably cheapy goldfish, though. I'll
looking
say that.
Into well, that's
good
the
point.
Thing. What defines a cheapy goldfish?
Whatever they give
I'm
me,
sure the goldfish would feel differently about right, who right. was cheap and who wasn't,
all right,
Joe.
So let's get to the birds here, guys. Huge game, obviously. And this is, if you will, last call for not alcohol, but a chance to weigh in on our program over the next 4 hours. Obviously, 2 more days on the station, but 4 more hours on our show before kickoff. And curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. How you're feeling about the game, what you're thinking. Birds and Packers, confidence, I'm sure, because almost everybody this week has been, but are nerves starting to set in for you? They are for me, by the way. A little bit. What you're thinking, what you're feeling. All right, let me start with this. So I feel great, generally very confident, aware, obviously, the Eagles could lose. They could. But they should win, and I think will win. Now, I will tell you this. I've said it this week a couple times. I'm going to drill down right from the beginning with these 2 points. 2 things I want to see the Eagles do that I think can maximize their chance to win. And that goes not only for this game, but for the postseason. Number one, run Jalen Hurts more often early. Run Jalen Hurts more often early. Now, it is interesting. In the one game like that he actually did, he got hurt. So, I get it. Like the Washington game, he ran early, he got hurt. Okay. I know. But I also know, and we
you
all
know. What?
I know that he ran.
I don't
ran,
agree that you know.
No, he ran early and he got hurt. We all know that. But the reality is we also know the Eagles offense has been poor early in games this year. And this is not one of those, we don't win this week, we get you next week. Don't work that way. So I want to see all out from the beginning. I want to see Hurts running a lot early. Obviously given the opportunity, the way the box is loaded or not, you guys get the draft. I mean, I'm not saying recklessly, but more often than he has this season. All right, that's one. Two, lean on Saquon Moore. I don't need the 6 or 7 Kenny Gainwell plays. Maybe 2, maybe 3. If Saquon's got to tap that helmet and come out of the game and say, Kenny G, get in there, cool. That's Saquon's call. I respect it. He's the athlete. He knows his body. He knows if he just played 3, 4, 5 straight plays, maybe he's got to come out, and maybe the next play happens to be a running play. But for the most part, and again, this goes not just for this Sunday, goes for the next 4 games, lean on Saquon even more, the extra 5 carries to Saquon or such. Now, those are my 2 main thoughts, but there's a lot of ways to break this down. Big picture, how confident you are or not, Eagles win or not, are nerves setting in or not, and strategy, obviously all there for you to weigh in on. 215-592-9494. John, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Well, this is when the cream rises to the top, and we are that cream. We are said cream. And this is when the best teams play the best, Joe. teams and players, and we've got a lot of those players, and they're all healthy. And at this point, there's no holding back. What you're describing, hey, I want to give the ball to Saquon Moore. Hey, Jalen, you run the ball early. It's another way of saying just don't hold back.
Right.
You know, like
that's right.
We're not saving it for anything at this point. And this team knows that. This coaching staff, they're aware. This is what you play for. This is for all the marbles. So this is when everyone else wants to come and try to beat you in your own place, and they want to try to physically hurt you and maim you and humiliate you. And this is real football, like angry football, and faster than anything you've ever seen or felt all year. We are ready for that type of football. I don't think the Packers are there. They are banged up. They are struggling at the end of the season. You know, if you're talking about momentum entering the postseason, we have it a lot, hand over fist compared to what they've got going on. They are limping right now, and we're looking tight and fast and brutal. And I think we're going to impress the country. I love that all those odds that you were complaining about at the beginning of the week, I believe after this display, and I think it will be a display against the Packers, those numbers where we're the discrepancies between us and the Lions will even out a lot after this weekend. I love the way Nick Sirianni has practiced this team this week.
In what regard?
The way we practice during preseason.
Yep.
You know that training camp, I believe they're missing an opportunity to really bond the guys together with the way they do it. It's too easy now. This week, they were practicing late. You know, they were coming back to the NovaCare late because they were coming in from the stadium. They're practicing outside. When I played here in Philadelphia, Andy Reid, we would practice in the indoor facility, and you know, the guys, it is what it is. You don't like it as much as being outside on the grass, but sometimes the weather, you know, no one wants to really practice out in the cold. He practiced out in the cold, man. He practiced out in the cold, and I love it. And guess what else? They hit. They wore pads this week. And that's part of why they had to come back and tell the reporters, hey, guys, we're going to be late. We're gonna hit more at practice, so you guys wait up for us. That is what I want to see. And that's what Nick is doing. Nick is going to have this team so ready, and we are the bully. And I can't wait to watch.
All right, so let me ask a question that follows really off of that practice thing, because I like what you're saying, John. It vibes with me as well. But A.J. Brown came out of practice early on Wednesday, missed practice yesterday. Anybody here worried about that?
Yeah.
Right? A little bit?
Yeah, it's worrisome.
It's worrisome.
So Wednesday, it was kind of strange. He was at practice for literally like 2 to 5 minutes, and then left with a trainer.
Yep.
And I think part of that could have been so they could list him as limited instead of did not practice. But then he wasn't practicing at all yesterday. He was in the locker room but didn't speak to media. But I think it's really concerning. I mean, this close to a game where A.J. Brown, we've seen how important he is on the field. I think this game is really going to be a Jalen Hurts litmus test. I know we say that all the time, but to see if he's rusty, like the Eagles have all the other pieces in place, and it's if Jalen Hurts can go in there and not turn the ball over and execute, and I think A.J. Brown is so paramount to that. So they say he's still going to play, but it's still worrisome.
All right, so let me read what Elliot, I want to put out there, because I'm sure there's some people that don't even know this A.J. Brown storyline. I want to read you right from Twitter what Elliot Shore Park, so will join us at 7:30 today, what he wrote about the A.J. situation after practice yesterday. Here's what he wrote. A.J. Brown missed practice on Thursday with a knee injury. This comes after Brown left practice early on Wednesday after less than 10 minutes and did not return. Brown was listed on Wednesday as limited with a knee injury. He'll be listed as did not participate today, meaning yesterday. The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play on Sunday versus the Packers. Not practicing is part of the team's plan to get him ready for the game. I wouldn't worry that he won't play. He'll play. The worry is that Brown didn't practice at all last week. It is pretty rare for a player to leave practice as early as Brown did on Wednesday, then following up by not practicing on Thursday is worrisome. It seems there's a good chance he won't get any full team, full speed reps in practice this week and won't have gotten any reps with Hurts since before the Washington game. Not ideal. It seems Brown will be less than 100% against the Packers and play through the injury, but this is certainly not great news right now before the playoffs begin.
I think they're managing his knee. I mean, that dates back to what the Titans did with him.
Well, that would seem likely.
I mean, that's what it appears to me.
And I would assume something happened in that practice, because I wouldn't think you'd go in for 10 minutes to come out. I wouldn't think.
Well, they can list him as limited.
They can, but I mean, is that really, why not just not have him practice?
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's a little, it's a little weird.
Don't get all,
but it was like they weren't even practicing.
Stretching, stuff like that. It takes a lot of pre to get into even stretch out at practice. Yeah. Yeah. You don't go through all of that.
Look, it's something to be aware of. It's something to be aware of. All right, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, have the nerves set in for you yet at all? I will say this. They did for me this morning for the first time, maybe because of what happened with Penn State last night. You watch a tight game, right. your team loses, and you realize how quick it can end. James, have nerves set in for you yet?
So, not exactly. Like, the nerves have come in the sense that it's like you always feel, it's like butterflies for an Eagles playoff game.
Yep.
But I am incredibly confident. And I know that we talked yesterday about overconfidence and all that, but this team has answered every single bell that they've had to since week 5 of the season. And they create chips for themselves. They're angry and they got a chip on their shoulder again to the point where they created their own drama. So they had something to fuel them and anger them. Like, this just feels like a team that's ready for this moment and ready for this challenge. So I get it. I do have a little bit of butterflies, and I know how my whole offseason, all of our whole offseason rests and our moods, like literally our happiness, seriously, happiness rests on 3 hours, what happens between 3 hours on Sunday. So like, I get it from that perspective, but from my brain keeps saying, don't be nervous. They're awesome.
Got it. Look, 215-592-9494, where you stand, weigh in. From Borgata today, Jetta Cameron Jenrich, your thoughts on the game. We'll also get to Penn State, Notre Dame. It was a wild game last night. We'll address that next as well. Phone calls on all these topics on 94WIP. All right, what a wild time to be a Philly sports fan. I mean, when isn't it? But particularly when we got a squad that's got a legit shot to win a title, and certainly the football team does. We're all hoping for our teams to be winners. Let me tell you a team I know for certain is a big-time winner, and that's the squad leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley and beyond, the wonderful people, Andy and Brett Levin's team at MHS Lift. You know, they're an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization. MHS Lift, they do it all, and they always put you, the customer, first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smooth, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. Also at MHS Lift, they've got a simple mission: to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operation moving forward. If you are ready to elevate your business, we'll elevate it today, and call MHS Lift today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also, of course, start with their website, MHSLIFT.com. Get yourself to improve your business to MHSLIFT.com.
Brought to you by Bud Light. Heartbreaking loss for Penn State. Fell short to Notre Dame 27-24. Fighting Irish move into the championship game. With the score tied at 24, Penn State's Drew Aller picked off under a minute to play, and the Irish would kick the game winner to advance. Aller did not complete a pass to a receiver in the game. Jalen Hurts, full participant in practice. Eagles set to face the Packers Sunday in the wild card round. Jordan Love, the same for Green Bay. A.J. Brown did not practice. And the Flyers dropped a 4-straight 4-1 to the Stars. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight for the Bud Light Wild Card Eagles Pep Rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise. Weather brought to you by the Laborers District Council Lesset Fund. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 24. The Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Well, it's a really big one. Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field, where we've seen some spectacular Eagles postseason moments and obviously some heartbreakers through the years. Eagles have lost a couple home games there, including in 2019 when Carson got injured early and the backup quarterback McCown got injured and the whole game kind of went off the rails from there. But Eagles should take care of business and I think will on Sunday. But don't take it for granted, man. Don't take it for granted. Green Bay can play and Eagles could have a bad day. It happens.
We play better. We're tougher. We're the bully. We're going to beat them up physically. This time of year, who's the beast? People talk about, hey, this time of year, the run game translates and defense travels and all that stuff. Yeah. We've got everything you look for this time of year, the toughest, biggest, strongest, meanest team. And I think back to week one, I think, you know, Josh Jacobs, what did he have? 84 yards on 16 carries. We didn't tackle well back then. Josh Jacobs.
No Cooper DeJean.
Right.
Right.
No, that move was not yet made. We were not yet the tough-minded defense that we see that's covering for each other's backs and every guy knowing where the other guy, you know, belongs and where their help is and everything else like that. You know, this defense feels like it's got something to prove. It watches that tape and, hey, we're better than that. Josh Jacobs this year averaged 4.4 yards a carry. Saquon, I don't know if you realize, 5.8 yards a carry.
Yeah, incredible.
That is ridiculous. But Josh Jacobs is a good back. Josh Jacobs, we have to stop him in order to do what we want to do here. So that is a priority.
And that's part of how Green Bay won last year. It wasn't Jacobs, but it was a similar level back in Aaron Jones. And he dominated that playoff game.
Yeah, and so it really does come down to stand up, be a bigger, stronger man than the guy across from you, and who's going to move who, that's what wins this time of year. And I have total faith that we are the best team to do that this week.
To the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Brandon. Brandon, good morning to you, pal.
Josh Jacobs is going to be Daily Carter. Zach Bomb, baby. Happy Football Friday!
What up, Brandon?
Yeah, we're in the playoffs, baby. Wild card weekend. We're going to kick it off. They're coming down to South Philadelphia with the best defense in the league, baby. All right, listen. We got to slam the ball down their throat. We got to run the play action pass. Jalen Hurts should not be out there if he ain't. If he's not a threat to run. All this talk about, oh, Jalen Hurts just needs to pass the ball. He can't run the ball. If they see Jalen Hurts isn't going to run the ball, they're gonna load the box. They ain't going to worry about
it. He will, though. I'm not worried about that. I'm really not, Brent. I mean, listen, what you're saying theoretically could be in play after the concussion, but I doubt it. When, you know, when clear to play, and he is, he's gonna play the way he plays. My point is I just want to see him run even more.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, man. We're full steam ahead. We got to get one game at a time. We're not talking about the P word down Broad Street quite yet.
But
we ain't gonna jinx it. You know what I'm saying?
The players can take one play at one game at a time. I focus on big picture. All right, Brandon. In the words of Keith Jones, what are the words of Keith Jonesy? Keith Jonesy is the wrong way to say it. What are the words of Jonesy, Brandon? What are they?
Give me one.
Give me one.
Oh, man.
Let's go, Brandon. Give me one.
You put me on the spot, man. My brother-in-law.
Dude, all you got to say is six letters. All right? Six letters. Crank it up.
Oh, you got me on the spot right now. I got people.
Just do an Eagles chant, Brandon. It ain't that hard. Do an Eagles chant.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
All right, Brandon. Well done.
I don't think he knew what you were asking there. I think
we're
that
off
was the
to
issue.
A slow start, Joe. Yeah. That's concerning.
It's all right. Look, it was two years ago.
He came in hot.
He did come in hot. Maybe he's a new listener to the station and didn't know. So give me one for those that don't know. Jonesy would ask for years.
Give me one.
On the Angelo show for, you know, an Eagles chant. All right. Penn State, guys. Let's tackle it.
Wow.
So, first off, I'll just start with this. It was a spectacular
football game. Great football.
I mean,
game,
it was one of the best games I feel like I've seen in a long time.
Penn State's defense was really fun to watch.
Incredible.
Both were. I mean, it was a really great game.
So, I mean, look, I'm not
second,
going to...
First half low scoring, second half goes nuts. Like, it was fun to watch.
I'm not going to crush Allard because I...
Because he's a kid?
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right.
I feel the same way, Jim. No, I'm with you.
Because, James, I did that a number of years ago. Villanova had a player 20 years ago named Mike Nardi, and I thought he had a bad...
I remember Mike Nardi, yeah.
Bad tournament game, and he's been a Nova assistant, and he had a bad tournament game, and I said, as a talk show host, but also as a Villanova fan, after that game, I said, he played like a zero.
Ooh.
And then I realized afterwards that's not right to say about a college.
Joe, I'm so with you, dude.
Now these guys get paid now, so it's a little different.
But still.
I'm not gonna say what I would say about Aller if he was a pro. What I will say is this: he obviously held them back last night. And if he had played better, Penn State would have won the game.
And that last interception was about in the spot about as bad as you're going to see.
I do think you can expect more from college athletes who are getting paid, and that was not good enough.
There's an argument. John, what'd you make of the game? I mean, it was an instant classic.
That was incredible.
And it was a bummer. If you like or love Penn, if you love Penn State, it's a heartbreaker. If you like Penn State, it's a tremendous bummer. John, your thoughts?
Well, just the fact that Penn State is there blew my mind, and they played so well. They were in that. I believe. Well, Penn State's up 10-0.
Yeah,
heading in.
10-3 at halftime.
And then they scored. Yeah, then they got the field goal tacked on. The second half felt so different. Notre Dame came out with a vengeance. I really like Notre Dame's head coach a lot.
I do too, Joe. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If I'm the New York Jets and I'm looking for a leader.
Yeah, yeah, really
I'm
not impressive.
I'm knocking on that door, man.
But he's the type of guy who's going to say, you know what, I'm committed to the kids.
Maybe not.
Yeah, well,
a lot of money changes people's opinions.
Sure does.
Changes your commitment level.
Yeah.
Very impressive, man.
Yes.
Impressive team, impressive win. Just heartbreaker for us. I thought Tyler Warren, man.
Animal.
I wish he could have been more involved. You know, a tight end, you don't see him involved a whole lot in just football,
well,
period.
Think how
but
easy,
six catches, 75 yards. Like it could have been twice that.
But, John, think
and
how
I
easy.
I would have liked it.
Think how easy to probably cover him when the wide receivers aren't that good and the quarterback literally doesn't complete a ball to the wide receiver.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they had to do like gadget stuff with him and all that to really get him. He's fast for his size, though. The way he took the stiff arm, the play where he did the stiff arm, and then turned the corner somehow. I was like, that is strength, speed, all of it.
James, I was screaming, throw it away. And I was
throw it with your left hand and just throw it out of bounds.
Same. I think we all were. I couldn't believe he got around that corner.
Here's the deal. If you missed it, and I am very cognizant that at 6:25 a.m., there's probably a number of people listening right now that missed the game, either because, one, you didn't care, or two, because it was, you know, on the somewhat late side.
Joe, I did the long nap yesterday,
no,
so I could stay up. I was like, this is too good of a game.
If you missed it, just know this. Two things. One, you missed a classic. And two, from a Penn State standpoint, you missed a heartbreaker. It was a phenomenal, not just college football game, it was a remarkable sporting event. Unfortunately, if you like or love Penn State, they lost. And they lost in excruciating fashion.
It was tie with under a minute to play.
Well, also the back and forth, the interception one way, the interception the other way, the penalty, the whole thing. It was just like, oh, my God.
The back and forth in just the fourth quarter alone, where you felt like one team had it or the other team had it. And the other it was wild.
That kid from Philadelphia, Abdul Carter,
I know.
He is a beast.
LaSalle. He's pretty good,
Which we were talking about yesterday.
Yes.
He's got that bend, you know what I'm saying?
No, he's got some Micah Parsons in him. He really does. All right, look, 215-592.
One sack, but the way that he looked means that he's going to be moving up.
Yeah, he's Kuiper's number two prospect in the draft.
Wow. Yeah.
And wait till he can use both arms and shoulders.
Yeah, he has. Shoulder
All right, so if you want to react to the game, look, I know some Notre Dame people out there want to crow, and you got a shot. I mean, guys, your team's in a national championship game. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I get it. And I will root for Notre Dame in the title game. So complicated, but I was really pulling pretty hard last night for Penn State. 215-592-9494. Your reaction on Penn State, Notre Dame, your preview of the Eagles and the Packers, plus your chance to win auto show tickets next. We'll get to that and your phone calls on all these topics. From Borgata, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94. And by the way, bad news on the Sixers. We'll tell you about that next on 94 WIP.
Hey, Rhea, I'm glad I had Window Nation come out and look at the windows in my kids' rooms, and they were able to tell me exactly which windows work for which spots. The bottom line is I need change. I need warmth.
And Window Nation makes installation super easy. Weather's not getting any warmer anytime soon. We can tell from this past week. It's been pretty brutal. I replaced all my windows with Window Nation. Best decision ever. The house is so much warmer now.
Heating costs are getting out of control. And if you're looking to save money, replace your old windows with energy-efficient ones from Window Nation. I couldn't recommend them more.
And do not forget about the financing. 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest and zero payments for 2 years.
Great point, and it's so easy to schedule an estimate, too. Just a quick call. They were out at my place in no time.
So if you're like John and you're thinking about new windows, now is the time. Window Nation's got top-quality windows and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau.
Get winter ready with Window Nation. Sale ends January 31st, so call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Brutal way to lose for Penn State as Drew Eller picked off with under a minute to play in a tie game. Notre Dame would kick the game winner with 7 seconds left as the Irish advanced to the national championship game 27-24. We're just 2 days away from the Eagles-Packers wild card matchup, 4:30 at the Link. Jalen Hurts, full participant at practice, as was Jordan Love for Green Bay. A.J. Brown did not practice a rest/knee designation. Flyers fell to the Stars, for won their fourth consecutive loss. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest for 2 years. Book your consult now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 24. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, so it kind of went under the radar yesterday because there was so much going on with other stuff, primarily football. But, you know, Jared McCain out for the year. And not a shock as we had heard, you know. We'd heard a month ago this was a possibility, but it has come to fruition. Sixers announcing that he's out for the year with that knee injury. So, see you next season. And
Fun new guy. He seems fun and great mood and always smiling and brings some positivity.
Yep.
See ya.
And probably the kind of guy, James.
So now does he get to be a rookie again next year?
It's a good question.
No, I think it's only one game. It's baseball that has that rule.
Yeah. Sure.
But not this sport, I don't think.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, baseball has a certain amount of at-bats for hitters, and I suppose innings are something for pitchers.
That really is devastating for a young player who burst onto the scene.
I know, he did.
And then we did sort of forget about him with him being out lately. But that was cause for excitement. And
it was.
He was a lone bright spot there for a while.
It was also going to be interesting to see how good he really was once the other players got in there and his the lean on him would be less.
Sure.
And we kind of didn't get that chance because right when he got injured was right when Embiid and Paul George came back, right around the same time. So anyway, all right. So we'll see what happens next year, but a bummer for this year. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to win auto show tickets. We'll get to that in a second. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, into the horn, Gary. Well done.
Very well done.
Creative.
Yep. Did you disable your car?
Is that it? He's gone.
Blew out dropped. His phone.
He just did that.
I think he disabled his car. Well, hopefully he didn't just get in an accident right there. I tend to think not. He probably he has one of those cars where you can hang up on the phone with the horn. He's probably hitting the horn and probably hung up on the phone. That would be my guess. But, Gary, we like your enthusiasm. We'll give you the chance to call back, buddy. It's there for you to call back. 215-592-9494. All right, rest of the way when someone calls, you got a shot to win a cool prize. Four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Obviously, one of the great events happens every year in Philadelphia, Philly Auto Show. And it starts today the 10th, starts tomorrow, January 11th, runs through January 20th. For tickets and more information, you can visit phillyautoshow.com. That's phillyautoshow.com. Here's how we give the tickets away today. It has now been, incredibly, 26 years since the debut of The Sopranos in 1999. First off, let's just all take inventory of how wild it is that it's been 26 years since 1999.
Over a quarter century, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, and by the way, seeing all the presidents sit there yesterday together at the Jimmy Carter funeral, I was thinking about it. Like, 17 years since Bush. It's been 25 years since Clinton. Like, we're getting old, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
Just putting
buddy.
That out there. Just putting that out there. But anyway. So today when you call in, it has been 26 years since The Sopranos, and obviously it's one of the great shows of all time. We all know that. Cast of characters was incredible. Tony Soprano, leading man, no question, and I think one of the great characters in the history of television. But so many wonderful supporting characters, from Carmela to Paulie Walnuts to Christopher and on down the line. I mean, there were so many.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. So many that weren't the main character. Today we'll ask you this question, and we're not talking about acting, we're talking about character. best supporting character ever in a television show. So you can't be the main guy. Can't be the main guy. That's the only rule. Or gal. You're not the main, you're not Mary Tyler Moore on the Mary Tyler Moore show. I know that's an old reference. But like, it can't be your show, if you get my drift, all right? You got to be a supporting character. Best supporting character. And by the way, I think there is a definitive winning answer. We'll see if anyone says it today, but who do you think it is? 215-592-9494. Sway our panel through the show. Best answer wins the tickets to see the auto show. John, supporting character in a TV show, what hits you? And by the way, we'll get into some debates of which ones are supporting characters and which aren't. It gets a little tricky sometimes.
I'm going to go back way, way back, the way back machine to Growing Pains.
Okay.
Do you remember Richard Boner Stabone?
Yeah, I remember Boner, sure.
Who couldn't
my
remember
favorite.
Boner?
Yeah, he Boner was great. My favorite.
Boner and was just, awesome.
He was kind of like Gronk before Gronk.
Yeah,
he, and
yeah.
He was like a lot smaller than Gronk, really half the size of Gronk, but yep. He was Gronk pre-Gronk.
Boner was
and
classic.
I loved, he was a lovable character, yep. But I could never understand, like, are they really allowed to
I know.
Say that?
I know. I remember it well. All right, Seltzer, supporting character in a TV show, what hit you?
One of my faves, and we don't talk about this show enough, I feel like, Niles Crane, all-time great.
Great,
character.
He's great.
Loved him.
Niles
from
was
what?
Great from Frasier. Yeah. I mean, just tremendous.
Like and a tremendous character.
I agree with you. I think that show is historically underrated.
Couldn't agree more, Joe. Really
and
couldn't
the, daughter, the Piper, she was the daughter of Jim O'Brien.
Correct.
Perry Gilpin, her name
Perry,
is.
That's
yeah, Perry Gilpin. Great show. All right, Devin, supporting character in a show, what do you got?
Better Call Saul. Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad,
great
yes.
Answer,
so for
yeah.
That show, he would apply. For Better
right
Call
there.
Saul, he would not apply. But you're right. From Breaking Bad, that's right. All right, Rhea, supporting character, what hit you?
John Cryer in 2 1/2 Men as Alan Harper. Because he was the support. Charlie was the star.
Yep.
Amazingly, after he left, John Cryer got the Emmy for Best Lead.
Wow.
But before that, he was always nominated as the supporting actor. Yeah. I loved him in it.
The early years. All right, hit us up with it. There's so many big answers. I do have one in mind. And I'm going to refrain from giving you any. You guys get the drill. Don't say Tony Soprano and a supporting character, right? Best supporting character ever in a television show. Whoever provides that winning answer is going to see the Philadelphia Auto Show, which begins tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Right, Eagles and Packers begins in 2 days. Let's hope the season doesn't end in 2 days. I don't think it will. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Super, Patrick.
Hey, good to hear you guys. I'm not super busy still, but always listening. And Richie, the other day, I got to tell you real quick. If just follow me real quick. If the Eagles players were goats and you fed them bananas, they would go out of their mind. Your fact the other day with bananas, I was cracking up because I have goats.
What was the fact?
Oh, no, goats. No, it's not goats.
It's armadillos.
It's reindeer.
Reindeer.
I know.
And goats, so goats love bananas as much as reindeer do?
Yeah, listen, man, I have to limit
goats
it.
Eat socks and shoes and everything, though. I'm sure they love bananas.
No, goats definitely do not eat everything.
Oh, really?
That's a falsehood, at least with my little herd. Yep.
They do seem pretty cute. But I haven't spent a lot of time around goats, to be honest.
I implore everybody, especially if your Christmas tree, you find a farm, like you give your Christmas trees to the goats. Anyhow, the birds, man, the birds.
How would Drew Aller feel about that?
Wow.
Oh, man. I think
you weren't going to rip him, I thought.
I think my rule just went out the window.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
But listen, the birds, I'm fired up. I called Seltzer's out of his mind with excitement. I can't imagine him. Like, as a kid.
So I'll give you just a quick insight. My mom says she doesn't remember the first 3 years of my life. So there you go.
I would understand that. But listen, I'm so excited. I told, listen, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but, like, we're going to steamroll these guys the way I see it. I mean, Barkley's going to be running out of his mind. And listen, they have a ground game. They got some things we got to mind ourselves. But I think between Barkley and what's his face?
Jalen?
No, our big guy up front, I'm turning here. I can't
Landon
think of
Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson.
Lane Johnson.
Cam Jurgens.
Defense up front, Jordan.
Jalen Carter.
Oh,
Jalen
yeah.
Carter. Taking Jordan Davis.
We got Jalen there, Carter. Guys. Yeah, Jordan Davis, so we didn't get there.
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah, Jalen Carter, and I think between Carter and Barkley, I'm keying in on those two guys specifically. Just
well, there's certainly two of the top five players on the team. I mean, those guys are great.
In the NFL.
Well, not in the you mean maybe at their position, but not in the whole NFL.
Yeah, I mean in the whole NFL.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Which, you're not going to tell me Jalen Carter is better than Josh Allen.
I'm saying he could be if you're looking for a defender. Yeah, it's very different.
No, he's not better
than Jalen Carter is a physical marvel, a phenomenon.
I'm a big Eagles fan.
He's an all-pro.
I'm not going to act like they're two of the top five.
Jalen Carter's an all-pro at one of the most important positions on the field.
A little hyperbole,
but quarterback is so important.
Well, that's a different. Uh-huh. There's importance and then there's greatness. But anyway.
Kind of difficult to compare.
Well, look, yeah. I just would not call Jalen Carter.
They're both top five players. You could say both.
Well, you told me Zach
Bond
is the MVP of the defense. So is Zach Bond a top five?
Hold on, top five players.
Is Zach Bond top five in the league? You said he's the MVP of the defense.
I think that would be a stretch. An awesome player.
Hey, Patrick.
I do think he's the MVP of this defense.
That
doesn't mean that Jalen Carter isn't a better player than he is, because Jalen Carter is a better player than everyone is, and he'll continue to be so just because of his talent alone.
Patrick, give me an answer. A side character, whether he's the number two person or 20 person in the show, what do you got?
Listen, I think the show still stands, and I met him up in Westbrook, Connecticut, doing some work for him at his house. The original Art Carney Norton.
That is the answer I was looking for. Now, I know
that's going back a while.
Wait, because you
literally
are like a 75-year-old man.
For.
Yep, and I know.
I don't even know who that character is, but that's wild he said it's definitely.
Most people under 50 don't.
Right.
What's it?
So why would you assume it would be the winning answer on the show
today? Because it's
Jody
Cameron,
James. I didn't say he thinks it's the winning answer.
I didn't say it would be the winning answer because I know I'd get outvoted, and I expect I will be. But that, in my Norton from the Honeymooners, in my opinion, is the greatest.
It's a good answer. Like, I was never a Honeymooners guy.
You should be. You should be.
It's a little.
It is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, they wanted to do a spinoff with him. I was just reading about this recently. Yep. But somebody else didn't want to do it, and he never spoke to them again.
Oh, well, he probably lost a lot of money with that.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a bummer. All right, Darren Sproles in town this weekend. Devin, you're going to be hanging with Darren Sproles. People can be there. Tell us about this.
Well, yeah, actually, a slight change in plan, swapping out Darren Sproles for good old Mr. Mike Quick. It's going to be Mike Quick and I hanging at the Verizon store on Walnut Street in Center City today, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can come out to hang with Mike Quick and I. Come chat with us about the Eagles-Packers game. And find out how you can win tickets to Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. So come see Mike Quick and I at the Verizon store on 14th and Walnut Street today, 5 p.m.
Two-thirds of the Eagles broadcast team. How about that?
That's right.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of the Eagles-Packers game, it is, of course, featured in our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2025 Equinox, it sets the bar on styling. And Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive. To Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, who wins Sunday, Eagles or Packers? Obviously, the Eagles will win this poll. The question will be poll-related. To what degree do they win the poll? You know, 90%, 80%? You can always kind of gauge the confidence level amongst our listeners and Eagles fans when you see a poll like this. So we'll see how it goes through the show. Eagles, Packers, who wins Sunday? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, I need to do a correction. James Seltzer, do you have the Paul George audio after his first Sixers
game. Give me a sec. I got to pull up your board. Give me a sec.
Another bonehead play by me, because I've got to invoke Paul George to invoke myself. I've got to rebuke
another
myself.
Bonehead play.
Yep. Because it was another bonehead play by me yesterday. First, by the way, in a show or two. John, you were right. I was wrong.
Uh-oh.
John Ritchie, you were right. I was wrong. When Belichick was talking about the two rules that I referenced yesterday, I confused cold and wet. He was talking about sleeves for the running back if it's wet. I got confused and thought he was talking about if it's cold. So score one for Richie, and the hammer already has an L today.
So you better get your head out of your ass.
I better, because I got an hour until beat the hammer. And I ended last year on a bad note. Got to start this year on a good note. So,
I thought that was suspicious that he would say something that dumb.
Okay, so does it make sense, though, the wet thing? Because his rule was if you're going to carry the ball on a wet day, wear cloth.
It does help. Yes, it does help.
Yeah, logically, right? That makes sense.
That's one of those little things.
He said
he's all about the details that make a difference. You know, he's all about left-footed punter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because it's spinning the wrong way. Guys are going to catch it differently. Yes, having fabric on your forearm when it's soaking wet helps the ball stay gripped.
Yeah. Anyone know what we got? I haven't looked it up yet. Weather-wise for Sunday?
Yes. It's going to be mostly sunny, around 40,
okay.
Low winds, which is good. Winds maybe 6 to 8 miles an hour.
So some bounce back weather, because it has been cold this
it's
week.
It's been bone ridiculous.
Chilling. Yeah, it's been brutal.
When your dog, when you open up the door at 3 in the morning and Janie's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. What's the degrees? Yeah.
Well,
around 40.
40.
You mean time, Sunday.
40, sunny.
On Sunday.
Yeah,
40
sunny.
Degrees and
pretty
sunny.
Good.
Low wind.
That's
not
pretty
bad.
Nice, actually. Like, once you get into the low 30s, once you get into the 20s, that's when things get numb and stingy. But if you're in the 40s, it's almost like, that's as nice as it gets this time of
this
year.
Balmy. That's
the high in the day, because the game starts at 4:30, so it'll start to drop.
So it'll be dropping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be dark by basically halftime.
Sure.
Coldest I remember a game, and I'm sure there have been colder, but one of the more cold ones in the last, 30 years. Eagles and Bucks had a playoff game on New Year's Eve in 2000.
I was at that game, Joe.
Do you remember how cold it was?
It was one of the coldest experiences of my life.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
The Eagles Atlanta NFC Championship game
that was
the lake
one.
Was super cold.
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah. No question. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Anthony, New Jersey. Good morning, Anthony.
Let's go, Bird!
You know it, Anthony.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I mean, pretty good. I'm bummed about Penn State, but otherwise pretty good.
Hey, Joe, man, I need a huge favor from you, man, because
yes,
the last time you lost, I believe we lost. If you don't dominate and
wow, the pressure's on.
I don't like this, Anthony.
Wait,
I don't like it either, to be honest. I'm not a fan of this angle. I don't know if that's true.
Though?
Are you sure about that, Anthony?
Yeah, probably the Washington
game. I don't
game.
Think it is.
Probably the Washington
I believe he lost.
He lost right before break,
Anthony, thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah, it makes sense. About 3 weeks.
For pointing this out. Yeah. But it has no connection whatsoever.
No, wasn't it the Dallas game? It was the Dallas game.
No, actually, you're right.
Anthony's right. My bad.
He's right, unfortunately.
Don't like this one bit, Anthony. I don't like what you're doing here one bit.
Hey, Joe, man, what's up? Man, you got quiet on me, Joe. Come on, man.
Here's the good news. Okay, let's just break it down. Good news. I win at about an 86% clip and beat the hammer. So I will likely do my job. And if I do, you're saying the Eagles will do their job. So, I mean, like, you would take an 86% chance of the Eagles to win the game, right? Because that's probably higher than it is.
Hey, Joe, guaranteed you do your job. I promise you I will be the first caller Monday congratulating you.
Anthony, I'm going to give you a Charles Barkley, as he says on TNT. Guaranteed! Lock it in, Anthony. All right, Anthony, give me a great answer for a character in a TV show.
Guaranteed a win in what?
Beat the hammer.
You guaranteed a win and beat the hammer today?
I just did it.
Okay.
Just happened.
Good.
Is that the first time ever?
He's done it before, but it's rare.
I don't know about that.
It's rare. You've done it a couple times, I think.
I don't think.
All right, Anthony, give me a side character in a show, my man.
If you run a game, Joe, and your defense, Joe, let's go, Joe.
Oh, you know my defense will be good because it'll probably be a bump call. Anthony, hang on, buddy. Give me a character from a TV show.
Tommy from Power.
From what?
Power.
Oh, from Power. You got it. Anthony, entertaining phone call, man. Appreciate that call. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, something I was not aware of until yesterday. Interesting Saquon Barkley related. We'll get to that. What Elliot said about A.J. Brown, that and more. Your phone calls on all these topics. Big day. Game day, obviously Sunday, 2 days away. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgato, 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years and how they can certainly help you as well. You know, with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Now, for me, it's always been about year-to-year maintenance. Never had a major problem. Always looking to keep it in that category. I go to PI Dental Center every year, make sure I'm good, get their care, and you can do that as well. But if you have a major issue with your teeth that requires a significant repair, know that PI Dental Center, they can fix you up. They fix up people not only from around here, there are people from Europe that travel for the greatness of PI Dental Center to get fixed up. Get yourself there. You don't have to come from Europe. Just get yourself to Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.